now the mayor of Columbus, Andrew Ginther, for the State of the City address.
Good afternoon, Columbus. As I look in the valley of the shadow of my old locker room of Whetstone High School, it dawns upon me that I never won the Battle of Clintonville during my time as a Whetstone Brave. However, my opponent has all the Clintonville peace pipes and gold pants locked away from his battles in the Battle of Clintonville. But, rivalry aside, the state of our city is lukewarm. Am I afraid of a little competition this November? No. I have built the platform of my administration on three pillars: gentrification, gentrification, and gentrification. The first one is gentrifying High Street from State Route 104 to East North Broadway, clearing out the homeless camps, boutique, bougie, mom-and-pop shops, and tearing down the grungy dive bars, burning down Larry's Bar, and putting in expensive, overpriced housing in the Short North and the University District. And we also have outlawed ATV bikes on High Street. The second pillar is gentrification. Pricing Grandma out of her sixth-generation duplex home in Franklin Park so that Karen and Rick can relocate their empty nest to the Near East Side from Powell and build a white picket fence on Brighton Road and start a homeowners association and force all the hipsters and pillars of Old Town East to relocate to Pataskala and Canal Winchester. The third pillar is gentrification. Making Franklinton into an overpriced bordello by pricing the starving artists out of the Franklinton Arts District so that they have no other choice but to move to Grove City and Pickerington, where there is no art. In fact, people just drive in their SUVs and stay in their cul-de-sacs until 8 a.m. on Monday morning. I have built the success of Columbus on gentrification, more gentrification, and yet more gentrification. Columbus is expensive, eh? Well, it's going to be more expensive, Davey. It's the Columbus way. Because I am not really the mayor of Columbus. Les Wexner is. Les Wexner is our king, our pope, our Don Corleone. We here at 90 West Broad Street just go along with as we kiss the hands of the lord and lady of the house. That's the Columbus way. Columbus is really San Francisco, Mississippi. San Francisco because not only are we a gay-friendly mecca, but we're also a really overpriced mecca for the sexy nerds. Hello, Intel. The flock to. We're Mississippi because we're in a red state, where the Ohio State Fair allowed all the MAGA rats to come out of their rural podunk sewers every summer to drink moonshine and Boone's Farm while listening to Ted Nugent at a Boys to Men concert at the barn stand. That's gone. Oh, wow. Jomo Till wants to take that all away. Could you imagine the Columbus Mayor's Troubadour Tour with Jomo Till and Ben Kessler on dueling pianos, sponsored by Calbedon Syrup, live from Creekside Park, and being live-streamed from Bridge Park, Grandview Yard, Hilliard Station Park at the East Market, and the Kelly Green at Norton Crossing? Be serious, Columbus! The Wolf family may be dead, or at least living in Argentina somewhere. Les Wexner is firing more Ohio State presidents than Gene Smith has fired Ohio State football coaches. And Columbus is still a bed of roses that will soon be home to more housing as we close the community gardens and build up, not out. That's the Columbus way. If you'll excuse me, I've got to evict Southern Orchards. Coming to you live, virtually, through the bootleg Ethernet,